It's Waco all over again, except this time it's not the Branch Davidians. It's, the Chris Dorner case. And, deputies are now saying that he tried to leave the burning cabin, but somebody pushed him back in. I haven't been able to confirm this, but I don't want to digress too much on current events. Yeah, we could talk about that Schmendrick's address, which he gave tonight. You know who I'm talking about, Barry Sotero. But tonight we have a groundbreaking interview with somebody that I have been researching for quite some time. You know her as Kathy O'Brien. She was a victim of Project MK Ultra. And, well, her case has been one that has stuck in my mind, as I know it has yours, for many years now. Kathy O'Brien was put through some of the most trauma-based abuse that you could ever imagine. And she names names. These names are household names, names that, well, many of you would recognize. The memories that O'Brien has asserted she possesses were retrieved through the use of hypnosis. She had to break through trauma-based mind control. That trauma-based mind control, the precursor to the trauma-based mind control we see on a massive scale. They found that through abuse, they could compartmentalize her brain, creating a split personality disorder, and using her as, well, a good spy, a good secret holder. And they did this for many years, ritualistically abusing her, and then subsequently her daughter, who was born into the program. Her father, you all know the story, he was, well, in the state of Michigan, caught for child pornography. And this only furthers in my mind that many of these so-called elites, many of these powers that shouldn't be, are pedophiles. Now, I've interviewed many whistleblowers on the topic. If you go on YouTube, you type in Bob Tuscan pedophilia, you'll find a whole list of unfortunate stories. And let me add this disclaimer as well. For those that don't buy her story, well, I'm not going to just sit here and placate her. I'm interested in getting to the bottom of it. My intuition tells me that what she has to say is absolutely spot on. But I could be wrong. So we will ask her the tough question, so to speak, all the while getting at what she has done to break free from the mind control. Because at the end of the day, that was what this is all about. And Kathy O'Brien, I want to put this plug in right at the very beginning of tonight's show. Her and her husband, Mark Phillips, who rescued her from this program, they'll be speaking at the Free Your Mind Conference in Philadelphia. The Free Your Mind Conference, the second ever Free Your Mind Conference, will be happening this April. Go to the Free Your Mind Conference website for the itinerary of speakers, including yours truly, Bob Tuscan, along with amazing speakers like Kathy O'Brien, Freeman Fly, Mark Passio, and a whole list of others. When we get back after this quick break, Kathy O'Brien will be joining us on the Bob Tuscan Show, along with Mark Phillips, and we'll get into, some of the untold stories, and we'll also ask her whatever you have on your mind. I'll open up the phone lines in the last segment of the show. So please be patient, folks. Hold the calls. Go to the website, bobtuskin.com, T-U-S-K-I-N, for the listen live stream. And we'll be looking forward to this talk. I can guarantee it.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821, or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Kathy O'Brien and Mark Phillips join us tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. And I'm going to go ahead and bring them on. Mark, are you with us?
Yes, I am. And I want to thank you very much for having us on. And appreciate the kind words of promoting our next event, which I'm looking forward to. Actually, we haven't been doing many events. Haven't been doing much of anything other than traveling overseas, because here in the United States, we ran into a brick wall when our case was stopped from further adjudication for reasons of national security. The 1947 National Security Act was invoked on our case in open court, which in some respects helped us, but in other respects it stopped us.
When they say for reasons of national security, what do they really mean, Mark?
Well, the 1947 National Security Act was designed to strictly protect the interests and the wrongdoings, frankly, of the new agency called the Central Intelligence Agency, which had evolved from the old OSS after World War II. The National Security Act was designed, and it's quite voluminous when you go to reading it, but it actually impacts and affects every person on Earth whose government has any sort of a peace treaty with the United States. We have the same power over them and their sovereignty. And that was proven when back in Canada when the actual founder of the world's number one organ for psychiatrists, the American Psychiatric Association, was formed by fellow by the name of Dr. Ewan Cameron. Dr. Cameron was caught torturing patients in Canada for the CIA. He made the mistake of torturing the wife of an MP up there, and that was how that the information ever got out and got into the Frank Church hearings before Congress in 1977. I don't want to jump around on you, Bob. I was listening to you when you first came on, and you really gave a good entry.
There's a lot to get to, so it would be easy for us to jump around. And
for many of
our listeners, for us to rehash what they already know about Kathy and your story,
the test of time has been the number one thing. I had a person with Associated Press who was looking at our story and talking with us over two decades ago. And he said, are you aware that practically everything that Kathy wrote about and put in Transformation of America has become public knowledge, with the exception of the fact, of course, there have been many others step up to the plate and pointing fingers at some of the very ones that Kathy has named in Transformation of America, and that is in our congressional testimony. But to imagine just for a moment, that book was actually written in about 1992. It was a compilation of volumes of notes and stuff that U.S. Customs people, investigative end of U.S. Customs, that were friends of mine, stuck their necks out. Matter of fact, the head of customs under George Bush Sr. resigned over this. His name is William Von Raab. He said he could no longer continue a job fighting a false drug war when he finds out his own government was, in fact, heading it up. And that was due to Kathy's testimony and all the time that we spent with U.S. Customs getting them to investigate our claims, or Kathy's claims. It's been an interesting ride, my friend.
I'm sure it has.
Trance is now in 12 languages. It's in over 65 countries now. Access Denied, our second book, explaining how we did what we did legally and how Kathy recovered detail by detail. That's our latest book, and of course that's all about solutions. Trance was all about the problem, and Access Denied is the solution to that problem, and we hope it'll help a lot of people.
I hope it does as well. That's what the show is all about, and like I was saying, you know, we all know the story. We know the trauma-based mind control and how it works. We've talked about MKUltra a million different times, and it is important that we rehash it for those out there that don't understand the mind control in our world today that happens on both a micro and macro of levels. Mark, just so the listeners get a little bit of background who have never heard the story, which I find hard to believe, but for those who haven't, you got into this in the 1960s. What was your background, and how did you eventually come to find Kathy as an MKUltra victim?
Well, do it real fast. I was recruited, in the mid to late 1960s. By the Defense Intelligence Agency, and I frankly thought that was a wonderful thing because I did not want to go to Vietnam and get my head blown off or come back and not even recognize my friends.
Don't blame you.
But I really didn't have much of a choice, except that I later found out that through my school records, the tests that I had been given since 1952 in the schools, they were using this information as best they could because they didn't have the computerization we have today. But they follow certain types of minds and that could be used within the intelligence community. And that was how I was recruited. I later found out, and that information is, as a matter of fact, is public now. But what I was involved with was something that I believed, and the scientists that I worked with, a lot of them, they were Nazis, because, and they explained to me that they were Nazis, and brought under brought here under the Project Paperclip secret. I should say it was a top secret, ultra top secret program.
Not anymore.
It was bringing in the Nazi and fascist scientists into the United States, and we were doing that. And we felt like that if we didn't get them, the Russians would. And we were frankly more interested in the mind control research than we were the rockets. But nevertheless, of course, both of those areas have been exploited to the maximum. And, of course, as many of your listeners may know, trauma-based mind control has been around since the dawn of man. Matter of fact, the formula for it is in the Egyptian Book of the Dead. It's been found in those ancient thousands and thousands of years old caves in France in pictographs. So mind control is nothing new. However, when we first started out on the speaking circuit, working primarily with physicians and law enforcement, we weren't allowed to say the words mind control. They said it didn't exist. Of course, denial is the first part of it, you know. But now mind control is a household word. And when I testified to Congress, I told them in 1995 that the greatest weapon of mass destruction, and I use those words, that this nation will ever face, or any nation will ever face, will be mind control because it's faceless. You cannot see it. Only unless you are trained and highly skilled. And in some cases, even I have been fooled, and I've worked around this stuff for 45 years. so it's easy to get it by someone.
Right. Mark, I have to ask you some tough questions because my listeners would be pissed if I didn't. many people have accused you of being Kathy's handler, and they're suspicious of your influence. Now, from my understanding of your story, you've done nothing but show her love and help get her out of a situation and expose this. What would you say to those people out there that make this accusation?
Well, first of all, think of the logic behind it. Why would I be a handler exposing something that the government doesn't want exposed, number one? Number two, there's also a large segment of people out there that believe that Kathy is my handler. Either way, it's beyond absurd because, for another example, we have a number of physicians that are known around the world that hold us highly credible. Dr. Colin Ross, for one. Dr. Ross has done more research in this area than any other physician in North America. And Dr. Ross, I consider him a friend. As a matter of fact, he helped introduce us in Hollywood at the last big engagement we did out there. But to imply that I would be Kathy's handler, really, it's difficult to make any sense out of something like that, because why on earth would the CIA or any intelligence community want their deepest secrets, particularly the fetishes of some of the people that are named and their anatomical details accurately described.
Including Dick Cheney and Gerald Ford and others. We have to take a quick break, Mark, and when we come back, I want to let you finish up, and then we're going to bring Kathy on because the listeners are also complaining that you do most of the talking, so we'll let her speak for herself. Stand by.
The Bob Justin Show.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
I would like to emphasize that we will not be getting into the gory details of Kathy's story. You've heard it before. You've heard about the trauma-based abuse. You've heard about the unthinkable things that have been done and the players that she names in her book, Transformation of America. Mark Phillips and Kathy O'Brien are our special guests tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. Mark, I want you to get your final thoughts in there, and then we'll bring Kathy on and introduce her to our audience for tonight's show.
Well, I truly want to emphasize one thing. That is that your listeners, we want them to question everything, not just because it might be outside of their realm of experience or knowledge, but we want them to ask questions and make sure that those questions are pertinent to what they want to really know, because when people don't ask questions, then other people don't learn anything, nor does the person asking the question or failing to ask the question. So there, we have no secrets. There are only secrets that you might consider would be if people are asking me about specific persons and individuals and times and places where I worked and what I did, because it is still classified. There's a lot of it that has been declassified, and everything that we could possibly put in our books, both France and Access Denied, is, of course, all declassified information. That's actually happened over the years. So since that book, since Trance was first published, a lot of the information has now been declassified, and some of it had been at that time. But the real story here is the benefit that people will have in understanding not just the corrupt faction of our government and the other governments around the world that are practicing this stuff. Trauma-based mind control is absolutely ridiculous. It should never be done because they have a technology now that it's completely non-intrusive. No one would even know that their thoughts are not their own. When targeted with certain types of technologies that have been around really for about 35 years, but they've been made available to the intelligence communities around the world, militaries, and unfortunately, in some cases, I do believe that we'll call them mobsters, professional criminals have gotten a hold of the information, too, and the technologies. Right. But,
well, you're not endorsing, of course, these technologies, regardless if they're not trauma-based. And
no, not at all.
I mean, mind control is mind control.
Exactly. And
that's the bottom line.
Control is mind control.
Sure. We see that with the media on a regular basis. Look at this Dorner case, Sandy Hook. And then, of course, it comes out that there's accusations of sexual abuse with the Columbine kids that has been put under the rug with the Sandy Hook kid. I mean, this is some shocking stuff, Mark. Mark, do we have Kathy with us?
Yes, we do.
Absolutely.
I'm going to step away from this phone so you'll have a clearer connection with her.
Well, thanks again, Mark, for all that you do. I look forward to meeting you again at the conference in April.
I'm totally looking forward to it, Bob. Thank
all right,
you,
buddy.
My friend.
Thanks. Well, Kathy, this has been quite the journey, huh?
Yes, it has. It certainly has. And I feel real fortunate to have survived my ordeal and be free to speak out and raise awareness, because awareness is the first step towards positive change. And I'm confident that we do need some positive change out there, and it's time that people just gather their strength of spirit and use the power of love and peace and make a positive difference in the world.
Not everyone was as lucky. Many people lost their lives and never recovered from trauma-based abuse. You know, I had a message that I wanted to share with you, Kathy, on my post about the show tonight, and they showed a photo of none other than Gerald Ford at St. What was the high school that you attended?
St. Francis.
St. Francis, right. And this was actually one of your peers at the high school. And she claims that she always wondered why Gerald Ford had come and visited her school. And after learning of your story years later, it clicked for her in her mind. So this was a firsthand testimony of the validation of, you know, some of the players that you mentioned here.
Yeah, the our books, as I heard you mention, do detail who was involved in my victimization and how that came to be. For me, it was just a natural process in one regard, because my whole world was full of abuse. I didn't know that there was anything more. And now that I can see that there's good people in this world, it's essential that they know that there is a criminal faction of our government.
I couldn't agree more. Kathy, we have to hold that thought, and we'll be right back here on the Bob Tuscan Show with Kathy O'Brien.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
I'll take calls in just a little bit, so you can go ahead and get on the phone lines. We'll start to line the questions up for Kathy. Please have a succinct question for Kathy, because I know a lot of people want to talk to her. And, of course, you can check out her books at their website, trance-formation.com, trance-formation.com. And, of course, their most recent book is a more solution-oriented book, Kathy, which I appreciate because, again, you know, there's a lot of darkness here, but at the end of the day, we're shining the light as bright as possible, to use the metaphor here, so that all of those, you know, cockroaches and whatnot, you know, it's tough. You got to see them, you know, when you light up a room that's been dark, you realize that there's so much of a mess, so much dust that has built up and whatnot, but once you do that, you have to clean the room again, right?
What's happening today is that people are beginning to see what's been going on for a long time. You mentioned Gerald Ford, and he was a local politician that sanctioned the local Michigan mafia child pornography ring where I was growing up. And I was, as a result, he saw that I was being abused. And the people who are involved in MKUltra mind control know that people who have endured trauma are highly suggestible, and therefore I was targeted for mind control. As Gerald Ford's political career escalated, so did my victimization. His career escalated with the Warren Commission that covered up the Kennedy assassination, which is, in essence, when this criminal faction or shadow government took over our government and has been in control ever since. Look at who Gerald Ford had in his cabinet. He had George Bush as head of the CIA. He had Dick Cheney as the Secretary of State. He had Donald Rumsfeld as Secretary of Defense. He had Jack Valenti, who's head of the Motion Picture Association, who, you know, when he was alive, who decides what we see on TV. And TV has been deliberately used as a trauma base for the population.
Sure.
We've had so much violence on TV that people who watch TV now are becoming afraid of each other, you know, and they're giving up hope. And people need hope. It's very important that their hopes that they have are based on truth rather than on a belief, you know, something that someone else is telling them to inspire a so-called hope, because all that's doing is giving them control. I think we saw this with the most recent administration. And the hope that people need to have rooted in truth is going to empower them to make a positive difference. The kind of horrors that people are enduring makes them more vulnerable and more easily led. And as these traumas occur, we're going to be losing more and more of our rights unless we catch on to the pattern that was established so long ago, back with the Kennedy assassination. Gerald Ford is one of the perpetrators, of course, as you mentioned, too, the perpetrators are named in the book. But what's important is that people realize that there is a criminal faction of the government. There are people who don't think like we do. There are people who think that torture is important in our world and we need to have some kind of violence in our society. It needs to stop. And the first thing to make that change is going to be awareness.
Yeah, that's the only way we can break free is to have people understand what's at hand here.
Right. The kind of mind control I endured was so absolute that I couldn't think to get away from it anymore. I couldn't think to save myself or my daughter. And when Mark came in and rescued my daughter and I, because he saw what was going on from his insider point of view, he saw what was happening, was disgusted with this criminal faction of our government, and rescued my daughter and I out of that horrible situation. We survived to be able to speak out all these years now, and it's been over two decades that we've been speaking out. We survived because those criminals didn't ever consider the strength of the human spirit. They never believed that I could be deprogrammed. They never believed that I could remember those things I'd been programmed and tortured to forget. In fact, that was their biggest mistake, because that gave us just enough time to be able to start getting the validations on the information and get it disseminated to a point where we're still speaking out today. It's been a long and hard journey to reach.
A lot of people are in disbelief, Kathy, not to interrupt, but a lot of people are in disbelief that your story, as many names as you name in places of prominence, that you're still alive, that they haven't come after you and Mark. And my take on that is, if they were to come after you, it would only further validate some of what you had to say.
At this point, absolutely, there's no question about it. That would be, it's certainly been a journey, but it's one that we are going to continue. We're never going to stop speaking out. We're going to keep bringing this truth to light because it's affecting all of us. It's affecting the whole country, and it's affecting the whole world, because this is a global problem with a global agenda and that new world order agenda. And it's easy to be stopped when people gather their strength of spirit, because that is what they haven't counted on. They never counted on the power of love. They never considered what would happen when somebody like Mark Phillips would take the inside information that he knew and use it for good, use it to help people, use it to raise that awareness. I'm real fortunate not only to have survived it, but I, I really feel fortunate to know love, to be free, to live love. And by
sure.
living that love, it's the absolutely the amount of strength necessary to continue speaking out and making a positive difference with what we know.
Well, that makes perfect sense, because on the other end of the spectrum is fear. And fear is how trauma works. Fear
right.
is exactly
right.
how they're able to play on our response, our physiological response. Now, I know there was various key words that were used. Was there a certain name that they would use, just to rehash some of what we already know about your story? And whatever these names were, because this is from my understanding how it worked, how they were able to trigger it. How have you been able to avoid those same keywords, key names, triggering this, split personality disorder in the years after you were saved from the program?
Well, truth frees us from fear, and I learned my own truth. I remembered those things I was supposed to forget by writing them out. The methods that Mark taught me for remembering those traumas, by writing it out, it takes the logic part of the brain to move a pen. So the emotionally horrific, terrifying, traumatic events are switched over to the logic part of the brain, where it's looked at from a completely different point of view and perspective, where it can be consciously comprehended. And once I could consciously comprehend what had happened, then I was able to integrate, and I didn't have to have it compartmentalized off in my brain anymore.
Right.
Likewise, people now can be freed from fear by knowing the truth. And truth is really, it's more simple than the complexity of the lies. The truth is that they are seeking to control us through fear. And when people realize that, I think they'll be empowered, just like I am, to be able to start making a positive difference and not succumbing to that fear and allowing for more of our rights to be taken away while they take more and more power and control.
Absolutely.
The tide's reversed. It has been mm-hmm. for some time, and the plan that they had in place is crumbling, and it's encouraging to me to see it crumble. So it's working. We just need to get more people awake and aware and just keep this conscious awareness rising.
Well, since you've wrote your book and made several presentations that have gone absolutely viral now in the year 2013, it seems that this sort of information people are becoming more and more aware of exponentially, and that is
yes.
Clear as day to me to see the response that I got from promoting your appearance tonight. It was just amazing how many people were concerned, interested to learn more, wanting an update on your situation, on your daughter's situation, so on and so forth. Kathy, I want to try to fit in callers here because I have a big mouth and I could talk to you for days and days and days. We'll get to meet at the conference in April, and I'm sure we'll have future interviews to come, so the listeners can look forward to that as well.
Yeah.
But let's try to fit in some callers, and I'm going to ask the callers to ask a question. That way we can fit as many people in and allow for Kathy to have time to speak to whatever issues that you might bring up. 800-313-9443, that's troll-free, 800-813-9443. And, 313-9443. It would be helpful if I knew the actual call-in number. Let's talk to, Michael Herzog, who's on the line. What's up, Michael?
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Hello.
And hello to Kathy. Kathy, I want to say that before I ask my question, I bought your book probably 10, 12 years ago. I've read it 3 times. It's the most fascinating, incredible book I have ever read. I'm going to make this quick, so I'm just going to pose a question to you, Kathy. Have you, since your journey through this and recovery, have you suffered any repercussions whatsoever from either George H.W. Bush, Hillary Clinton, or Dick Cheney?
Thanks, Michael.
The 1947 National Security Act was put on our case early on, and that made all the difference. It did validate our case, but it also gave us the freedom to keep speaking out. Within those parameters, though, we have to be real careful how we speak out, because it has to be the absolute proven truth. It cannot be speculation, conjecture, opinion, you know, or anything like that. It has to just be rock solid. And with that, there can be no repercussions because it's already been validated. What are they going to do? Say that the 1947 National Security Act isn't true? I mean, it's stuck. It's kind of a standoff here.
Absolutely. All right, let's go to Lark in Texas. You're on with Kathy O'Brien.
Well, thank you for the conversation this evening. I might suggest that you, Bob, and your guests, the listeners, do a search online for an article entitled Francis Farmer and the Mental Health Gang.
Okay, your question, please, Lark. I appreciate that, but we're trying to limit this to questions. Go ahead.
Yes, forgive me. That was Francis Farmer and the Mental Health Gulag. My question for your guest is, do we think it was the Nazis that were behind the fluoridating of the Americans' public water systems
okay.
in this country?
I don't know how much you know about fluoride, Kathy, but I would imagine they had no problem with you dosing up on fluoride, considering it makes you docile and essentially a more susceptible victim of mind control.
Absolutely. So does aspartame. And I was subjected to a lot of that. You know, anytime we let a chemical company manufacture our food, that's a recipe for disaster, especially when you see who's running those chemical companies. And
absolutely.
When you follow that, you'll find it right back to the same old people.
Donald Rumsfeld, of course.
Right, yeah, right there.
And then, of course, they would not allow for you to use cannabis, which I found very interesting, because that has mind-freeing properties, rather, and that's a whole other story. Kathy, I want to go quickly here through the calls because we're getting a million of them. Let's go to Dorothy's on the line. Dorothy?
Much. Kathy, I grew up actually the first 5 years in Stratton, New Hampshire. My father flew with President George W. Bush at Naval Air Station, so I grew up in a sort of military intel family. My sisters were, two of my three sisters were preyed upon by the CIA through the MK Ultra. So I feel your pain, and I just want to tell you that you're one of my greatest heroes. I keep you and your daughter in my prayers. My question is, as I move forward and transition from a global career on Wall Street to producing a documentary about domestic violence and the roots specifically, many of which are in child sexual abuse, I'm also interested in the legal component, and I'd like to know if you've made any efforts to try to push the either civil and or criminal lawsuits through the state level up to the federal level, and if there's anything that we can do as your supporters to help you if you believe that is one of your important goals.
Great question.
Yes, it is. The National Security Act, it just stays in our way for being able to have any kind of justice through a court system. And to me, the ultimate justice is positive change through public awareness. So, you know, please help me get justice, further justice, by raising awareness. You know, that is absolutely the best that we can do. And I appreciate what you're doing as well, because when people understand the ramifications of abuse and what it's doing to our society, it will stop.
Absolutely. And come see us at the Free Your Mind Conference in April. That will be in Philadelphia, PA. The Free Your Mind Conference, just Google it. You'll find all about it. And we have to take a quick break here, and then we'll wrap things up with final phone calls and your final thoughts, Kathy, on where we stand and, more importantly, where we're going and how we can combat the rampant mind control in our world today. I do see people starting to wake up exponentially, as I said, which is very encouraging. So, folks, don't worry. This isn't just a crazy conspiracy. And let's see here. I'm a little early on the break here for some reason. I was a bit break happy there because I guess my clock's off by a minute. So we'll take a break in a minute. And before we do that, Kathy, is there anything that you would like to speak to in short here before we go to that break?
Oh, goodness, there's so many beautiful things I'd love to talk about, and I'm really looking forward to the conference so we can talk in depth about solutions and focus that direction, because that's what people need today, and with truth, we'll have our solutions. So I'm looking.
All right, there you go. Now I hear the bumper music coming. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. Final segment coming up.
The Bob Justin Show.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth.
Well, that's what we're doing with this kind of information. Breaking people free on a regular basis. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. If you would like to email me with any questions or comments, BobTuscan@theIntelHub.com. That's BobTuscan@theIntelHub.com. Kathy, I want to blast through some of these final calls with you. And again, we'll have plenty of time in the future at the conference and with other appearances that you guys will be making to talk about things that we may have missed in this really short time we have tonight with you. And heck, a lot of your stories online, and if they really wanted the nitty-gritty of it, I mean, you've given a million presentations. It's all on YouTube. It's all in the book. Go for it there, folks. But let's get an up-to-date view of what exactly Kathy's up to these days. And we'll go to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, what's your question for Kathy?
I'm glad she brought up hope, you know, and I've had people...
These are tough topics to get through, but I've had people accuse me of being an optimist and when I talk about some of these topics, and I'm getting a little bit confused about how they can think that. But the idea that is that you can, that there is hope to do something by exposing this information. And one of the
things, and not the hope and change of Obama. We got to get to the question fast, okay. Mike. What's up?
Yeah, I would like to encourage you or ask you to emphasize when you talk about JFK, in order to open that can of worms up to people because they're tired of hearing about it. It's if you're familiar with that, the Russians beat the Warren Commission to their investigation. The first two shots are humanly impossibly too close together to cycle that.
All right, Mike. Well, I appreciate the call, buddy, and we'll get into that on future shows to come. Actually, Jim Fetzer will be on with us tomorrow night, and we'll talk to him about JFK in more detail. Naomi in Colorado is on the line. What's up, Naomi? What's your question?
Hi, Kathy. My name is Naomi. I'm 26 years old. I'm a monarch, and I just broke my programming 2 years ago. I sent you an email last year saying if you could help me. Is there any way you could help me get out of the situation that I'm in?
Absolutely. Just continue to write out your memory. And
it's not that. They're medically neglecting me to death.
Can you contact me again by email?
Yes.
And we'll discuss this further, okay?
Okay.
Right, Naomi, all the best to you. Kathy,
yes.
Final thoughts tonight. You know, there's a lot of people out there, that, as we just heard with that caller from Colorado,
yes.
Still suffering.
We hear from hundreds of people. We've got, it's constant. And Access Denied is helping people all over the world heal from varying levels of abuse, trauma, torture, PTSD, and control. The methods that Mark taught me are becoming widespread with writing out memory and wearing a watch. A concept of time equates to a concept of awareness. Best of all, people are waking up on all different levels, whether it's from information control or absolute mind control. And with that comes a collective consciousness of awareness and knowledge is our only defense against mind control, and that knowledge is setting people free.
Absolutely. All right. Stay in touch, Kathy. All the best to you and Mark. Again, we'll see you at the conference in April, and we'll talk again. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. There she goes, ladies and gentlemen. Was there stuff we didn't get to? Sure. But we'll always get to it in future shows to come. Email me, message me your thoughts. Love you guys. Thanks so much for listening.
Them crazy, them crazy. We gonna chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballets out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
Now more.